Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
For the second day in a row, we've got substantial rain here in North Texas. Hallelujah. Welcome to the afternoon All Local. I'm Austin York. Kids in the Uvalde School District will get protection from DPS troopers when the new school year starts.
Many parents in the Uvalde Consolidated ISD have vented their frustration during meetings this summer over the school district's police chief and police department. They're critical of how they handled the shooting at Robb Elementary School that killed 21 people. Governor Greg Abbott says Superintendent Dr. Hal Harrell requested officers from the DPS to provide security at campuses this fall, so the agency will send more than 30 officers to Uvalde to be deployed at schools throughout the district. In the 24-hour news center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A child gets shot while riding in a car on Highway 175 near Beltline Road in southeast Dallas. Police say someone driving in a red car started shooting, hit the kid in the foot. Child's being treated at a hospital in Dallas. Police are trying to determine if the shooting was a case of road rage. Dallas City Council members pass a resolution that would restrict city departments from investigating abortions. It prevents city resources from being used to provide information to agencies about pregnancy outcomes and makes abortion investigations a low priority for police. Councilman Adam Basildua voted for the resolution.
All people should be trusted to know their lives and their bodies and to get the health care that they need when they need it on the timeline that works for them.
Now, residents spoke to the council before the vote.
I'm proud and grateful that the city of Dallas will not use taxpayer money to monitor women's personal health care.
At one time in history, people tried to claim that women were not persons, or that blacks were not persons, or that Jews were not persons. In this case, some claim that preborn babies are not persons.
The resolution passed 13-1. A life prison term has been imposed on a Collin County man who killed his wife with a shotgun last year. 55-year-old Joseph Enriquez of Anna was found guilty of felony murder. Enriquez blasted his wife, Kimberly, in the chest from about 9 to 12 feet away. Police say Enriquez gave several different stories about what happened. After many residents spoke out against the idea, the Fort Worth City Council says no to a plan to turn farmland into an industrial warehouse.
The farmland along Parker Henderson Road is currently owned by James McCulley, who expressed a desire to have it developed with a warehouse complex since his out-of-state children would likely not continue to operate it as a farm. Lucretia Powell spoke out in favor of the rezoning request.
It is not an environmental threat or threat to the community or safety and the surrounding communities.
But many residents of the predominantly black and brown community, including Sherry Warren Dukes, disagreed with that notion.
I ask that we as people save the children at W.M. Green Elementary, save the community, and save the land from polluters.
In the end, the city council voted unanimously to deny the zoning change request with prejudice. In the 24-hour news center, Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Firefighters, paramedics, and ER doctors are working together in McKinney this week, so they'll be ready to respond in case of an emergency with lots of people hurt.
They're running mass casualty incident drills at the Collin County Public Safety Training Center. The emergency room doctor, Keegan Bradley, says people screaming during a drill can help first responders stay focused in a real crisis.
There's not so much shock value. They have a little bit of resilience built, and they're able to operate more efficiently.
They're simulating an active shooter today. Some people ran to paramedics, but Bradley says some of the most critically injured were the ones who could not leave the building. So paramedics have to tell those with minor injuries to wait.
I want them to experience that so our medics know, we'll take care of you, stay over here, but I need to go make sure anyone that's more severely hurt gets treatment.
They're also running drills this week with a building collapse and hazmat situation. In McKinney, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And the Cowboys are traveling to Denver today, where they will have a few joint practices with the Broncos. Lots of focus this offseason has gone to running back Tony Pollard. and a push to really get him more involved in the offense. Ezekiel Elliott was asked if he worried that Pollard will cut into his carries.
Well, having TP, got a guy who's very talented, he's very explosive, he's a very good running back, very smart player, very, very tough player. So, I mean, not saying I necessarily had to worry about, a drop-off in those first couple of years, but, it's definitely we complement each other, we make each other better, and, he's been great for me.
Cowboys have their first preseason game this Saturday in Denver. You can hear all the action on our sister station, 105.3 The Fan. With your afternoon all-local, I'm Austin York.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, traffic, and weather, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play 1080 KRLD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.